Hello, everybody. This is Matthew Campbell at Alice Mac. We're going to do some more Manamon today. So, last time we went through High Park Road. It was quite a short episode. Beat up some trainers. Be quiet, iPhone. Thank you. Go away. There. Anyway, we did all that last episode. We got to... What's a silly city called? Oh, crap.
Inventory party. Location, Appalette City.
Appalette City.
Select an option.
Party. So, we're going to explore Appalette City. We're going to do the very short quest that unlocks the gym. Or the stadium, I should say. And, then we're going to leave the gym for the next episode. So, before we start that, though, we have some slight team changes.
Junior party, Geminite.
So, Geminar did evolve at level 24, or transform at level 24, into Geminite. It learned a new attack called Shred. It's not the greatest attack, but whatever.
Manja.
I brought back Manja. We're gonna need a fighting type for this next gym. So, I brought back Manja. So, yay.
Zindrobat.
Zinbat evolved into Zindrobat at level, 24 as well. So, those are our team changes. Everybody is at level 25. I did some grinding, before I started the episode, because I hate grinding after the episodes, so... and I actually had a lot more grinding done, but either I forgot to save my game, or it crashed. Speaking of which, the game has gotten an update. One thing I've noticed already is that, one of my attacks used to be a special-based attack, now it's physical. So, they are doing some... Aaron Baker is definitely doing some work with the game to make it make a little bit more sense. Now, let's get out of here. And we're going to explore the city. So we're just at the gate. It's on our left. So we're going to start by going north. Hitting a wall.
There's a dude here. Would you be interested in trading me a loaner for my auto-son? Yes. No.
No.
Alright, but I'm notorious for changing my mind. The offer might not be on the table forever. Well, who am I kidding? I hate Otto-san.
Okay. That guy will trade you an Otto-san. So our train does change. Let's just go down, though, first. There's a couple things down here. Oh, no. There's this thing.
It is a fountain. Matt found a 50 gold coin floating in the water.
That was nice. About all that's there, though. Okay, now we're gonna go up left to right. There's a sign there. Hit that sign. I want to know what it says. Oops.
Be mindful of your surroundings while battling. Many a house fire has been caused by a Manamon battle that got out of hand. Many electrocutions have happened by accident because of careless Manamon tamers. Be careful.
Yeah, shut up. There's a house over here, though. Or no, that's a bench.
It is a bench.
Nothing exciting about the bench. Let's get around the stupid retarded bench. Piss off. Oh. In this house.
House.
There's a phone in the house. Another phone. That will activate a quest. See, there's nobody in this house.
Map.
Oh! Crap, I just found something.
Select an option, party.
I don't even
inventory.
Know what it is.
Items cancel. Giganet 3. Meganet 1. Encounter Dealist Dust 2. Cancel. Status Antidote 11. Cancel. Max UP Restorative 1.
Oh, nice. That's what I found.
Select an option. Fuck. I'm offering a monster and are you interested? Yes. No. No, I thought not. You probably don't even. James, I am desperately trying to find someone who would be interested in trading with me. I am looking for an auto sun between level 25 and 29. I'm offering a monster in exchange. Are you interested? Yes. No.
No.
No,
so, two trades in the city.
You probably don't even have...
No, I don't have a Montour. This house is super boring, except for that max UP restorative. Oh, crap.
Apple City.
Leave. There we go. Like Randy says it, we're alive. Leave! If you're into We're Alive. And I'm... a nerd. Yeah, the city's kind of boring. It's very large. Let's go. Is that the Autosun guy?
Well, now I've beaten the Madamon Stadium here in town. Guess I'm off to Zancon City for my third key.
Nope. But that guy does tell you how to get... or where you have to go next. Hey, I hear an item.
Matt found the bone dagger.
Cool.
Matt's north of...
I suppose. Hold on, let's go back to this wall. I think we've missed a few things. There's a house over here.
House?
Ah, this is a bad house.
Can't trust the news reporting in the Tangerian Times. They only report stories you want to hear. No, if you want real news, listen to the radio, that's what I always say.
Okay.
Call me crazy, but I don't think Stadium Leader Mole is human.
That's weird.
I am constantly amazed with the Tangerian government. They're all just so arrogant.
Yes, this house is full of a bunch of weird people. This house for some items.
Have you? No, I thought not.
Oops.
Have you ever heard of the Mortrix conspiracy? No, I thought not.
Yeah, this house is full of weird people.
This is a newspaper. The headline reads as follows. Tangerian officials are considering new legislation which would remove government funding of new Madamon tamers. This legislation is not expected to pass as it would likely result in Madamon taming becoming a thing of the past. The legislation includes amendments removing the free hotel stay policy for tamers under the age of 16, as well as removing starter Madamon funding and market discounts. These laws were proposed in hopes of paying off debts to various countries.
Weird. I actually haven't looked at that newspaper in my last two playthroughs. That was really odd. Let's go north, real quick. There's nothing here. But I am gonna go this building. Bumping into on the left now. And we're gonna go into is one you want.
Mana Hotel.
The Mana Hotel.
All man.
Let's heal up. There's some derps in here. Let's talk to them.
HMMMMM. It seems poison type Manamon are immune to the poison status. It seems flame types are immune to scorch and electric types to paralysis as well. I wonder if there are any other such types. Special attacks are sometimes called magic attacks. They are usually called special attacks to avoid confusion with the magic elemental type.
Fair enough.
Appalachian.
Not that useful, but sure. Let's continue up. Oh, we gotta get around this building. We're gonna go north. Hit that wall. Go north. Oh, there's a person on the right. North. Let's get him.
Well, now I've beaten the Madamon Stadium here.
Oh, same dude. Ah, there's a building on the right. Let's go down. Ah, there's a person in the way.
Sorry, but I'm not allowed to let anyone in right now.
Yeah, that's the stadium. Go around it. That's about it. The city is pretty boring. Oh, I lied. There's a few more buildings. I'm avoiding where we need to go. On purpose. I know exactly where we need to go, so we're going south a bit. We're gonna go around this building. Go in.
House.
There's a house.
They say the Avalet graveyard is haunted. I think it is a right load of nonsense.
Well, there are ghost types there. Let's go north. Talk to this
the arcade in Ancha Village is a delightful place to waste a few coins. I plan to go to Ancha for the weekend and play arcade games.
Cool. Story. Bro. I should be trolling for items here. Okay. This is a very, very, very large city. So if you are getting lost in here, it's not you. What I suggest for here is, when you're wandering around this city, use the people you bump into and talk to as landmarks, because that can help. And there's the bench again. So I do not know where the mark is in the city. I think it's up by where we need to go, which is the graveyard. It doesn't.
Well, now I've beaten the meta monster.
Yeah. It doesn't actually tell you that you need to go to the graveyard to unlock the stadium, which is annoying, because I think it really should. But I pretty much know what that's where we need to go. So let's go in the graveyard.
Avalik graveyard.
We're gonna go north.
Encounter down.
Put on a counter down.
Roy Johnson, age 82. Buried with his favorite Manamon, which he nicknamed.
Aww.
Roy Johnson, age 80. Buried with his favorite Manamon, which he nicknamed Nero.
Wow.
Arthur White, age 66. The original inscription is covered by graffiti with reeds. Thank the gods this evil man is dead. The rest of the graffiti was poorly done and is almost illegible. Some choice swear words can still be made out, however.
Oh my. This is a graveyard.
Trevor Oliver, age 47. The place where an inscription is usually written is blank.
This is really neat, actually.
Andrea Lehman, age 77. She loved karate and judo and died doing what she loved best. She is buried with her black belt and countless trophies and medals she won.
So at the top now. Left. One thing that is nice is that this graveyard is kind of lined up. Sort of. So that's the person we need to talk to. But I want to read this grave.
Ruth Sanderson, age 4. The inscription on this gravestone is worn and cannot be read.
Aww. That's so sad.
Ruth Sanderson, age 8.
And here's the person we need to talk to.
Oh, hello. Didn't see you there. Do you need anything? The man standing next to the gravestone asked. No, just looking around, I replied. A short pause followed. I think you are the only one here, I said conversationally. Yeah, he said, sounding almost timid. I come here often to relax, he added. I don't get to do that much, relax I mean. I come here at noon a few times a week. It is hard to get a break when challengers come from all over wanting to get my stadium key. But of course, you are a tamer yourself, aren't you? I nodded. Thought so, he said. Well, don't worry, I was just headed back anyway. You won't have to wait long for your battle. Though I venture I guess you will be waiting a while for the key. You strike me as being just a little overconfident. No doubt your journey has been easy so far, yeah? It only gets harder, friend. Overconfidence will be your downfall. But it is not my job to lecture. Come on. I'm sure I'll see you very soon.
Okay, that dude's kind of weird.
Encounter down.
Another one on. Let's get out of here. So there are actually a few Manamon in here. Oh, this is great.
Devin Carlisle, age 73. Although Devin spent his entire life in prison from age 16 onward, he was still much loved by his family.
Jeez.
Roya Javanka, age 56. May she find peace and death.
There are a couple of Manamon in here. There's two. One is Spearost, which is a ghost and shadow type. It evolves into Apparition, which is pretty good. And then if you trade it, Apparition will evolve into Mortrax, which is one of the... It's a pretty, pretty awesome Manamon. It learned some pretty good moves like Diabolical Fire, Nightstick. There's some pretty good moves it can get. I've never used one. But the other one you can get is called Gulad, and it's an undead type, a pure undead type. It's really physical, Kind of slow, but it has some very good stats other than the slowness. It evolves, I think at level 26, into Morgul, which is really awesome. It gets a lot... It can hit a lot harder. Its defenses get a little better. And then if you use a Soulless Heartstone on it, which is one of the evolution items, it will evolve into Fiendaur, who's quite good. Very, very hard hitting, a bit tanky, but a bit slow. So, yeah, those are the two Metamon you can get in here.
Select an option.
Let's leave the creepy graveyard.
And let's in.
So, there is one thing I'd like to find in the city before we take on the stadium. So I'm going to find that before we end the recording. I need to find the bloody marketplace, because I need to get some items. What is this?
Oh.
That's the Appleton. Creepy newspaper house. Oh, there's a house down here. What's in this house? What's in here? Oh, this is the phone house.
The counter now.
Very top right of the city, there's a clock.
The time is 5:11 p.m. The date is Saturday, August 13th, 2016.
There you go. That's when I'm recording this. It's a very big clock. Just gonna... I would really like to find... There's a building here. It's very big. And, oh, really? I think this is the house we've already been in, though. Oh, there's a dude.
Don't tell anybody I'm here, okay? I'm hiding.
Okay. I don't know if it's supposed to be like a little child or something. But this is a humongous building. And I think this is the one we've already been in.
Oh, am I in your way?
Oh.
Sorry about that.
There, we moved the guy out of the way of the stadium.
Adelaide Stadium.
So we're not gonna go in there yet. That is a huge building. Okay, now below the stadium
house.
Is the house.
They say the Adelaide graveyard is off.
Yep.
I think it is right.
That's with the graveyard. So we've already been there. Use that. Oh, hold on. There's a building underneath. What is in the building underneath? Yeah, the city. I've actually...
House. Atlantis.
That's stupid. Thank you.
Isle.
Yep.
Tablet City.
Okay, this is really weird, but I don't think this city actually has a market. The Manamon Marketplace. If it does, I can't find it.
Atlas City.
City's very easy to get lost in. And that's the...
City.
Hold on, one second, actually.
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure. I don't see a market in this city. So, I'll probably find it later. When I don't need it. But anyway, let's call this an episode. Next time we're gonna take on the gym. So, bit of a boring episode. I am sorry. The city is kind of annoying. I really hate it. The sooner I can get out of here, the better. So, yeah. Anyway, I will see you on the next Manamon episode. Thank you very much for listening.